Here are the top news stories at 8 a.m. on Friday the 18th of February, brought to you by RTL Today. Many European countries have eased or are planning to ease coronavirus restrictions as spring approaches. RTL spoke to Minister of Health Paulette Leonard about the government's plan following the half-term holidays. The minister appeared optimistic, saying it seems that the latest wave of infections has passed its peak. Leonard said the government's view has always been that restrictions would stay in place as long as they are required, but declined to name a specific date for the end of all COVID measures. Ministers have been working on the bill for mandatory vaccination since the start of the year, with the text expected to be completed somewhat earlier than anticipated. Leonard said she did not think there would be another COVID law in Luxembourg again before autumn of 2022. Luxembourg's vaccine centres will stay open for the foreseeable future, with a view to dispensing a new generation of vaccines due to appear on the market. The Ministry of Health's experts have predicted a fresh wave of infections in the autumn months, but Leonard stressed that it was difficult to tell at this stage. She concluded that the next few months would maintain an air of uncertainty regarding the pandemic. The United States said Thursday that Russia is on the verge of unleashing a massive military attack against Ukraine, dismissing Moscow's claim to be pulling forces back as artillery fire hit a Ukrainian kindergarten. In a dramatic, previously unscheduled speech to the United Nations in New York, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said intelligence showed Moscow could order an assault on its neighbor in the coming days, with US and other Western governments saying they see no evidence to support Russia's claim to be withdrawing. Blinken challenged the Kremlin to announce today with no qualification, equivocation, or deflection that Russia will not invade Ukraine. President Joe Biden at the White House accused Moscow of preparing a false flag operation as a pretext for an attack and said this could happen in the next several days. Canadian police on Thursday began arresting leaders of the trucker-led protest that has choked the capital's streets for 3 weeks and provoked the government into calling on rarely used emergency powers. A video posted to the Twitter account for the so-called Freedom Convoy showed Tamara Lick, one of the organizers, being taken into police custody on Thursday night. The convoy had started with truckers protesting against mandatory COVID vaccines to cross the US border, but its demands have grown to include an end to all pandemic restrictions and, for many, a wider anti-establishment agenda. And finally, in sports news, IOC President Thomas Bach said Friday it was chilling to see how Kamila Valieva's coach treated the Russian teenager after a doping scandal engulfing the skater culminated in an error-strewn performance at the Beijing Olympics. The International Olympic Committee chief said he was very disturbed to see the 15-year-old fall several times in Thursday's women's figure skating final as she unraveled and sobbed under the glare of the global spotlight. For more on any of these or other stories from Luxembourg and around the world, head over to today.lu.